stuck at home and you don't know what to do. Hold on, baby Rhonda, she's got you. Grab your computer, log on, baby, you got the power. It's the Rhonda Shear Social Lab. It's the Rhonda Shear Social Lab.
Hi, we're back, of course. Oh, I am so excited. I'm literally busting out of my top right now because my next guest is beyond fabulous. I've known her many years. I've had the honor to have worked with her on a bunch of different television shows and even a film, but you're all going to know her. I'm going to give you a little hint because she's the petite flower and the love goddess. She's Aphrodite. I don't know how to say that. We'll ask her of the accordion and Grammy nominated along with just a star literally of Hollywood. Okay. She actually has two stars. She is a star on the Las Vegas Walk of Fame. She thinks next to Trini Lopez, but it's around there. Maybe Siegfried and Roy. We'll have to ask her. And then she has a star on the Walk of Fame in Palm Springs, which is a really big deal. It's harder to get that than it is in Hollywood. Let me introduce my longtime friend and the most talented and funniest gal I know, Judy Tenuta.
Oh, Rhonda! Look, I struck one on for you.
You did! I'm honored!
No. I have to bring it everywhere.
Of course you do.
It used to be my IUD, but I don't need that anymore. So that's good. But yeah.
So I follow you because you do the funniest little short films in between Facebook and Instagram, right? Is that your mainstay?
Yes, yes. I do Twitter, Instagram. I like Instagram the best, to be honest. I don't mean to be, disparaging other social media, but I like Instagram.
Well, why you're so great at it is, most people just do words, but you do it, you have the visual and you get your social commentary political commentary, but not really with going there. But you're just so funny. And I love your... what's your Melania character's name?
Valeria. Oh, yes. I'm getting ready to. Yes. Now I'm going to do a lot of shopping in New York. Yes.
Are you getting a divorce now or are you staying married?
You know what? I am getting money. So I don't know if it's money to stay or money to go. Whatever. But I will have Baron with me.
Of course. But look, Malaria. Yeah. How long can he be around? Then you'll have a second, third, and fourth husband.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't think I need man because I will have so much money that I don't know. I will just have, men to carry my bags when I go to Saks Fifth Avenue.
Right. Yeah, I did notice that. I've never seen a first lady carry a purse. So what do they do? I always have stuff like in my bra. Like right now, I literally have like eye drops. I have my earrings. I forgot to put them on. So, Malaria, what do you do with all your stuff? Where do you hide it out?
Well, I give it to the bodyguard. Sometimes, though, I have to be careful. If I have a little boa, or he might try it on. I don't know what these men's are doing.
No, you can't trust these men's. You can't trust any of those men's. Oh, my gosh. And then you do all these other characters. And then when it's Halloween, you're in the pumpkin patch.
Oh, my God. I love Halloween. I was so sad. Rhonda, you don't remember. Maybe you do remember, but I told Van, don't talk about this because I want to remind Rhonda. You and I, the last time we saw each other was at the Playboy Mansion.
It was.
For the New Year's Eve party. And I remember exactly. It was 2014 New Year's Eve. You and I were sitting around and all these girls are walking around half naked and we were eating. Aren't you grateful? I am just so grateful that we were there in the time when we could go to the Playboy Mansion like that.
Oh my gosh. I'm so grateful. It was literally, it's history. Like,
there's nothing like, you know, I was at his 85th birthday party. Oh my God. He pulled out all the stops, you know. I remember, Ryan, one of the movie stars. Everybody was so, you know, having so much fun. And, you know, everybody was there. Like, you know.
Everybody.
Will Smith, you know.
Bill Maher has started to morph. He kind of looks like Hugh Hefner now.
Well, that's his idol, you know.
He's got what?
That's his idol.
He loved it. He loved it up there. He was the last time that I was up there. Well, it's the last time I saw you. I went up to him and I said, can we take a picture together? I mean, I went out with him a few times a million years ago.
So
it wasn't a big deal, you know. He's very talented. But anyway, so I asked him to take a picture and he tells me no. I was mortified.
What?
No, he wouldn't do a picture with me. I thought that was so. Yes, I don't do pictures.
All right, that's just wrong. Let's have a drink now.
Oh yeah, hair. We have to say hair.
Let's have hair. Hair, 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 hair.
We do have a hair song. We do have a hair song. I know. We'll put it. He's going to add it. Jean's going to add it in post. All right. So much to talk to you about. Okay. So you are like, you became the social media goddess. You're already a goddess.
I don't know if I'm social media. I mean,
Oh my God. You are like, you are so entertaining. Like once I start watching one of your, I have to go back and like see days of it. Do you do it every day? Do you do it every single day?
Well, you really do have to post every day. I feel, you know,
but that means you have to put on makeup every day.
I hate it. Oh, No, Rhonda, what I do is I film a bunch of them maybe in one day. And then don't forget, you know, I have a lot of stuff from my Diet Dr. Pepper commercials. And here's something I bet. Do you remember? You said this to me. You said that, oh, my God, and I can't think of his name, but he was a big playboy and very suave and... Hamilton.
George Hamilton. He loves you.
Yes.
He loves you.
Do you remember that show? That was like in 1990.
Oh, my God. Yes. Battle of the Sexes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You're going to have to find this. I'm telling Jean. It was Battle of the Sexes. Judy was on it. I was honored to be on it. George Hamilton. Ruth Westheimer.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a great show, and you kept saying to me, oh, my God, Judy, he's after you.
But, Judy, years later, like a few years ago, I did a pilot. It went nowhere. Down here in Florida in the Keys, and I brought you up to him, and he goes, I love her.
Oh, you're kidding. Well, I love him, too.
But he loves you.
But I know that he is, like, hooked to Alana. You know, Alana.
Yeah.
But I love him. He is so much fun, and he loves
humor, loves comedy. Of course, he loves women.
Also, don't forget, I worked with him. For like 3 or 4 years, I was on the new
Hollywood Squares.
No, I was on that show, but the one that he was with me on, along with Vicky was on the Vicky from the Vicky show.
Vicky
Lawrence, and I were on the top tier. George Hamilton and Nell.
Yeah, you're like me. No,
is that terrible? I can't think of her. But anyway, and we used to laugh so much. I'm sorry. Oh.
Yeah, but you never knew he had a thing for you. You didn't believe it.
I couldn't tell. He would come into my dressing room. He's like, oh, Judy, do you have a way to get home? I go, yeah, it's called a limo.
He loved you. All right. I mean, because you and I could talk forever, but you are the queen of the Diet Dr. Pepper ads.
Oh my God. That was to me, that was like one of my absolute favorite things in my whole career.
Okay, we're going to play one. Can we play one? Okay, good. Yeah, we're going to play one because everybody's got to see the Dr. Pepper ads. I love
it. You know what scares me? When you're forced to be nice to some whacked out loon toon just because she lives in your body. Oh! Then you have to share your thoughts with her and your drinks. That's why I buy 2 cans of Diet Dr. Pepper. She likes the unique taste, and I like the way it keeps her from turning into a big old bull moose. Down, bossy!
Diet Dr. Pepper, like nothing else.
I'm Judy the Petite Flower. Oh, and in my profession, when you want to maintain a goddess-like figure, but still indulge yourself, only one drink will do. Diet Dr. Pepper. Oh, it's unique.
That's right, lady.
Nice. Gotta roll. Gotta get down to the local food chain.
Diet Dr. Pepper, like nothing else.
Yeah, makes me feel like a woman.
I'm not kidding, Rhonda. Those were, you saw how they were produced. Those were like mini movies.
Oh, yeah.
They were
gorgeous.
Oh, my God. They were, I just loved them so much. And, you know, always.
You look gorgeous, of course. Yeah. But, you know, it's amazing how things aren't like that anymore. Everything's on tape.
No, but Rhonda, let's talk about how big my hair was back then.
I know. Well, we both had.
I love the big.
She even made you a more petite flower.
I love the big hair. I love the big hair.
I miss the big hair.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
So you also did, I'm reading because I can't remember everything. Hollywood Squares, Match Game. I don't know if we have any pictures of you with that.
Match Game, that's it. That's what I did.
Match Game, that's what you did with, I loved Match Game.
Yeah, Nell Carter. It was down, so George.
Nell Carter, oh wow.
He was a sweetheart. No, yeah. So on the lower level was George Hamilton and Nell Carter and some, and then we'd have a special guest, right?
Right.
And then on the top was me and Vicky. And I remember one time we had Mario Lopez between us, and I said, Vicky, he's mine. He's mine, Vicky. He is so cute. How cute is Mario Lopez?
So cute and so famous now.
Famous and beautiful and smart.
And smart. And smart. And I didn't know that back in the day.
And he has got a beautiful family, too.
He does. And he's a good daddy.
Yes.
Because I watch him on social media, too. And he dances with his kids.
All right.
Wait a minute. You did several HBO specials.
Oh, yeah.
And you're Grammy nominated. Twice.
Yeah.
Regular. I'm just going to keep going, then you're going to stop and tell me which one you want to talk about. Regular Howard Stern. I love that you are a spokes goddess for Diet Dr. Pepper. That's awesome. So you published your first book in 91, The Power of Judaism.
Here it is!
Followed by an audio CD version. Wasn't it hard to do the book audio-wise? Did you do your own audio version?
Right. Well, but see what I did, and I told people this about the audio version.
Yeah.
It wasn't the whole book. It was excerpts.
Ah.
I didn't, you know, you can't put a whole damn, you don't want people to, you know, but you know my favorite thing about, well, especially my second book, Full Frontal to Nudity.
To Nudity.
I love the reason I did it. I said, well, I don't know how long I'm going to look this good. And I had all these great pictures of me.
So I get it.
Look at that.
I love that.
Yeah. But I've got, and you know.
Judy, you should have done Playboy.
Here's me in downtown Julie Brown. Do you see it?
I love her.
And of course, Playboy, honey, I can't show you. Yeah, you're great in Playboy, but I did it,
and I'm glad I did because it would never happen. No, you have to hold on to those moments in history.
Oh my God, absolutely.
You have to hold on to them. They're like, whoa, they're fleeting. Yeah.
And you know what? Isn't this true? At the time you're doing it, you don't think of the impact it might have until later, you know? So
yeah.
That's why I say to people, you know, younger people ask me, well, oh, Judy, what should I do? You know how they are. They're like, oh, I don't know what to do. And I'm just, you know, just, you have to go out there and do things while you're young, you know, go. And I just wish I did more. In fact, Rhonda, I should have slept with more guys.
Me too.
Rhonda,
I'm so mad. Yeah,
that's how we goofed up.
I was so bad. I had to sleep. I so many good ones came through my life, and I didn't realize it, and I let them go. And I don't care about this. All those girls that are complaining about Me Too, it's because they slept with them and didn't get the part. We would have gotten it.
I have to tell you, when I was, you know, a lot of my career I did in New York. What is going on with my hair?
Hair, you got a drink.
Oh, okay, let's drink.
Good. Nice.
Oh God. Oh. I'm getting lit. Wait, where were we talking? When I was in New York, I can tell you that I never told anybody else, but you know, but now that I had a few drinks, I can tell you. When I lived in New York, I'm so stupid. I got hit on by Richie Sambora. Richie Sambora, and I'm thinking, I'm talking to him about his music. He goes, oh, you're so funny on the accordion. And I'm like, yeah, well, I mean, what are you talking about? You're so super great. And I'm like, oh, it was really nice talking to you.
That's the kind of shit I would do. The kind of stuff I would walk away from it.
I didn't know. And my friend was, she goes, Judy, he was hitting on you.
Oh, my God. Why didn't we? Musicians. You're supposed to be with a musician.
Well, I know. But he was really talented. And then the other one, oh, you're really going to laugh. And this guy was funny, too, because he was up at my manager's office at the time. Who's the one that sings up? Is this terrible? Michael Bolton.
Oh, that was a good one.
This was so funny. He was up in my manager's office. I was there. He comes up. And you could tell he wanted to make me laugh, right? So he starts doing Rodney Dangerfield. He was doing impressions of Rodney Dangerfield.
That's funny.
Well, and then I said, I like it better when you sing. But he laughed because, you know, he's a singer.
I know, but he's a good one.
Oh, he's great. Are you kidding me? And I'm like, duh, what was I thinking?
I screwed up with Glenn Frey from the Eagles. I could have married him at least once. Yeah, I did his music video and I dated him twice. And I was like, he asked me to spend the night. And I was like, no, I got to go home now.
Oh my God! It's almost like you turned into a Catholic girl. What happened to you, Rhonda?
I know. I don't understand. If I could just relive some of those days and been a little sluttier, I could have been. I could have had a sitcom, I'm telling you.
Well, that's what I tell everyone. They go, why aren't you? I go, I didn't sleep with the right people.
It's
you
got, true.
You know,
It's true. Here's the problem, Judy. You actually made it on talent.
Well, no. Well, but I could have made it bigger if I slept with George Hamilton, you know that.
Well, back in the day, but you were way too young for Georgie back then. But, you know, there was just a lot of producers and people that came through my life, I'm sure with you too. And I was they were like agents then. And then they became these huge producers. I have hot flashes. You're giving me a hot flash. I have my fan. So, I mean, this is just
hair.
It gets me so upset of all the people we could have slept with.
Well, it's not. You know, that we wanted to sleep with them. We wanted the results.
Of course. We didn't want to sleep with them.
Yeah, we wanted the show, you know. But it was still fun anyway. It was so great.
Absolutely. Now, Hollywood. Okay, so here's the cool thing about Hollywood. And I know you and I both have these memories. Not only the Playboy Mansion, but when I got to L.A., L.A. was, there was still little pieces of old Hollywood and even a little bit of, like, you'd go on the sound stages. There was still that old feeling of the restaurants. Schwab's was still there when I was there.
Oh.
You know, and all these places.
I'm so sad that they took away you know, where was it we used to go?
On Sunset, on Hollywood Boulevard. What's the name of the famous?
Sunset, and they took it to, oh, I loved it. We used to have a lot of events there, too.
And even the classic delis, you know, where comics used to go.
Oh, they took down Jerry's Deli. I'm so
I know. Sorry. But I mean, some of the classic places. But at least we had a little taste of that and a little taste of old Hollywood, along with the Me Too movement. We don't get credit for having to navigate through that.
Oh, God. Well, you know,
some of these girls take it too far. They did. Well, like, okay, you can't flirt anymore.
Rhonda, I never met Bill Cosby. So sorry, I'm having a little.
I never met him either. But here's the thing. Now they've gone so far that you can't flirt. You can't tell someone they look pretty. Art of flirt. You have slaves that carried you out. I have to show that. Okay, I have to show.
I'm going
to show it because I got to host. I got to fill in for Vicki Lawrence. And they booked you, and I was like so happy. I mean, it was so cool. I would look like a slut. You were fabulous. We're gonna play a little piece of that show right now.
Ready?
We'll come back and ask them all.
But first, welcome a very, very outrageous woman, Judy Tenuta. Wait, oh goddess, how about a hand for Judy and her slave?
Then she kneeled down.
Oh, kneel down, sad puppet. Oh, whatever she says, you do. Very good. How do you do that?
Oh, I have, you know, because I am the love goddess and princess of panty shields.
Oh,
I can absorb you. You know, it's very important that I can make unsuspecting trolls turn into my personal love slaves.
Oh, I love that.
And you know, Rhonda, it's very easy. Men are far more submissive if you make them wear bam bam skirts.
Look at that! Oh, God!
Oh, no.
Yes! What's under there?
Oh, what's Bill? Under there? Hello?
Wasn't that feminine?
Yes,
yes, yes! Thank you, Aaron. And Judy will stay up there.
But you know, what? He can't wait to be.
That was so much fun.
I can't believe how crazy I was. You know, I at the time, I didn't think about it. But, you know, when I look back on it, I was really wild.
That's you. Everybody loves that. You're still that girl. I mean, okay, come on. You did the comedy CD, Attention Butt Pirates and Lesbertarians.
Yes, I got nominated for a Grammy for that. Yes.
And then your second Grammy nomination was CD. I mean, it was a CD in Goddess We Trust.
No, in Goddess We Trust.
In Goddess We Trust.
And you want to hear what's so funny? You're going to love this story. I was at the Grammy Awards at both of them.
That's what I was going to ask you.
And so I'm there and in the audience and Jonathan Winters won. And I was backstage with him and he goes, oh, Judy, you know, I don't even know how they could give it to me because they just took my phone messages and literally his phone messages and put them on a CD. He didn't even do it. And he said it wasn't a real album.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But again, it is Jonathan Winters. So
yeah, if you're going to go to anyone, that's really. But what was it like to be nominated? What was the goodie bag like? What was the whole experience?
That was good. The goodie bag, you know, Rhonda, they don't do the goodie bags like that anymore.
I know.
Well, first of all, you remember the Oscar party at the Beverly Hills Hotel?
Yes, Night of 100 Stars. What happened to that?
Oh my God! Well, they can't do it anymore. But that, I got gowns from there. I even got. Oh, you're gonna laugh at this. I even got eye surgery, radial keratotomy. You know, because it was back in 1990.
Great gifts. Oh, they loved you. Norby Walters, is he still around?
I think he might not be. Yeah, I think he's kicking it up. Yeah.
Well, he did good parties, and I went to a bunch of those.
Yeah, he did great parties. And so that, and then also for the Grammys, oh my God, yeah, no, it was fantastic. I loved the Grammys, you know.
I think the Grammys is actually one of the best award shows. I've always thought so. I think it's so exciting. But I mean, just to go there and be part of that, I mean, you go down in history.
Well, I was also there when Alanis Morissette won for Jagged Little Pill. And, you know, she was only 21 when she's singing, you know, she's singing that. Yeah, I loved her, you know. I just go, yeah, girl, you tell it like it is. Anyway, yeah, it was so much fun. And Weird Al, you know how much I love Weird Al.
Love Weird Al.
Remember Rhonda, we saw at the Playboy Mansion.
Yes, hair. To get a hair out of your throat, let's have hair.
Yeah, let's do it.
I love Weird Al. I know he's married now with kids. Like, amazing. He's like normal, kind of.
And he's so talented. You know, he's a genius.
So talented. He can, well, look at you. I mean, look at you, Judy. You are one of the, talk about sustainable. Everybody talks about sustainable is the big thing. There you are with your Hollywood. No, that's in, is that either Las Vegas or Palm Springs? But Judy, you have maintained and sustained, and everyone loves you. Like, you're iconic because your character has always been. You are your character. It's like all in one. I did a little part in a film. I think, I don't know if you produced it, Desperation Boulevard.
Oh my God, yes. Oh, I love that film. Yes,
we're going to have Jean's going to have to find that.
Okay. Oh, I love that film. Yes, I produced that. And we filmed that all the way back in 1999. And it came out in 2000.
And thank you. You asked me to be in it, and Downtown Julie Brown was in it, and it was just, you know,
it was
a great experience. And you know what? You've always been very sweet and helpful to felt, you know, girl, other women comics. I mean, you're very giving that way, and not everybody.
I'm not a taker.
I know you're not. Look, oh, I love this picture. Look, tell everybody about this picture.
Okay, but I can't see the.
It's a picture. It's you all the way to the right. Then there's me.
Oh,
you. And then there's Carol Connors all the way to the left, an Academy Award winning songwriter for, I have to say this, for,
we love her. Yes.
We love her. For Rocky. And then Phyllis Diller, which I know is my idol and I'm sure one of yours.
I adore her.
And in the center, who's in the center?
That is Tippi Hedren.
No.
Yes, birds. Look at
She looks amazing. Bring that picture back up. She looks amazing in that shot.
Well, that I will never forget that. That was, we were about to go in. I don't know if you remember this. We were about to go into the event. And there was Phyllis Diller, and then Tippi Hedren came out of a car and I said to the guy, take this picture. Take this picture. And I am so glad that's an iconic picture.
Oh yeah, you have to make that for me, Marie. My fabulous producer, Marie. I need that. Everybody needs Marie and Jean.
I wish.
But I bet you you've got some great pictures like that because I've got pictures with. I know you did. You know, the Tonight Show and all these. I mean, I've got pictures with Johnny Carson. I did a sketch. I wasn't on there as a guest, but.
That's great.
Oh no! I mean, Sammy Davis Jr. I mean, all these icons, and I love those photographs. I mean,
I treasure
them.
That's
what I'm saying. We both had a little taste of old Hollywood, that some of those greats. I mean, I met Lucille Ball. I didn't get a chance to take a picture with her. But I know you're, one of your favorites is my favorite, and she was very sweet and helpful to me, was Joan Rivers.
Oh, she was a mentor to me. You know, she had me on every single one of her shows. You know, she started on, when she got her own show on Fox, and she brought me on there, and she was so wonderful. Because, you know, she would set me up and just let me go, you know. And then she did morning shows. She had the Joan Rivers morning show. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember it.
In New York City. And I co-hosted with her and everything. She was an angel. Also,
I give her.
P- people don't know, yes, what people don't know, she had the best, what do you call it, food afterwards. What do you call that table?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the green room food or the, yeah.
Oh, no.
Craft services? Not craft services.
No. Oh, honey, this was gourmet food. I said, Joan, I came here looking like Judy Tenuta, and I'm going to leave looking like Roseanne. Hey, John. I lost weight and crap, but I still got a blowhole. I told her, I said, Joan, you're not eating this food because you're so thin. She goes, well, you know, I've got to feed people. You know, so she was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because she's the Jewish mama. Very giving, very sweet.
Oh, I loved her.
Do you know what she, but she passed away. They had a big auction of her things. And I wasn't there and I couldn't afford it. So I'm sure there were all those things were going for. But there was a little auction online from Christie's and I got a necklace of hers. I know. I love it. It's just a gold chain necklace. I mean, it's heavy, but you know, I could see her. I could just see her wearing it. She might've worn it one time, but the fact that it was hers was like,
oh, well, not only that, you know, it was so funny. You know, she talk about no spare minute. She was working all the time. I remember when I would do her show, she'd say, oh, Judy, I want to have lunch with you, but I have to go catch a flight because I have to go to England because I'm doing the Home Shopping Network. They would
yes.
And oh my God. And I said, Joan, oh, it's, you know, but we did have lunch and the best advice she gave me, this is really the truth. I know a lot of people don't know, but we were having lunch. This was back in 2002 in New York City. And we had just done her show. And then we were having lunch. And she said, I said, Joan, it's hard. You know, like you get these big things, like I get Diet Dr. Pepper, but then you got to move on to the next thing. Like I didn't get a sitcom. She goes, Judy, it would help if you were a lesbian. She really said those. And you know what? Hello. Look at Ellen. Look at, you know, I mean.
It's so true.
She wasn't trying to be. You know,
she had ups and downs. It's just that she pushed through it and she was like so ahead of her time. Look what Carson did to her. I mean, he blackballed her.
Not only that, then after he did that, she wasn't allowed on. Was it who took over for him?
Jay Leno. Oh, she never did Jay either. I didn't know that.
I'm not sure. Well, whatever it was so stupid.
No, I know. He really was. Maybe after he passed away, Jay may have had her on because you're right. I mean, she was on there all. I used to wait for her to guest host. She was so awesome.
Oh, but, she was the best. Oh, yeah. Well, it was surprising that he didn't choose her. But she was waiting for that to happen.
Well, because she was so good and she was a woman and the timing was wrong. They wouldn't have ever put a woman on back then.
Oh, no, no.
They still have nobody in late night as a woman.
No.
Judy, it's your turn. Do it.
I would love it. Well,
do it. You would be so good. All right. Tell us. All right. Your very best moments are some of the best things that you love doing other than working with me. Tell us some of the most amazing people or just any. Great.
We did a lot of great, come on, all those things that we talked about with, you know, the battle of the sexes.
Oh, my gosh.
So many great things we got to do. Like I told you, the Diet Dr. Pepper, I also did several HBO specials, which I did Women of the Night with, you know, with Paula Poundstone and Rita and Ellen. And, you know, that was a big boost.
Wow, it was like Ellen DeGeneres and Paula Poundstone, and then you and Rita over here being women.
Yeah. No, it's true.
That should have been Battle of the Sexes.
No, but it was great. It was great, and then you know everything. I love doing the match game. That was so much fun.
Oh, I mean, so you did all the. I know you did a lot of the talk shows in the 90s. They were so much fun. I think those were the beginning of reality shows. I mean, the crazy.
Absolutely. Well, Howard Stern. Howard Stern. I would do. his radio show. And then in 1993, he was filming it. And I will never forget. I didn't have it on my saved videos, but he actually dressed up as Tom Arnold, stuffed himself, and I was Roseanne. And I mean, I almost wet my pants. I was laughing so hard doing that. It was so great. Oh, yeah.
Well, you brought out the other side of him, because I mean, you know, totally, because I did a show a couple times and he was tough on me, but I was doing the up all night character, you know.
Oh, but Rhonda, he was tough on me too. A couple of times I cried. I was one time. Oh, I know what happened. Sam Kinison, who I loved. I thought he was a genius, of course.
Oh, yeah.
He was a comedy genius. To this day, sometimes at night, I'll listen to his albums.
Wow.
I'll just die laughing.
But you worked with George Carlin. You opened for George. Oh. Tell us about that. Tell us about working with George Carlin.
He was the best. I loved, adored him. And he was so great to me. And, you know, we would be in the limo going to the venue. And, oh, by the way, he's another guy he put me in the best hotels.
Ugh.
You know, who was that? You know, I think we were at the Plaza, and then we did a big venue in New York because, you know, he's from New Jersey. So we did, but the funniest thing, he had this really sort of, and I hate to kind of stick in the mud manager. And George and I love to do voices. You know, I love voice. I do, you know, I do a bunch of voice, and George too. So we'd be in the limo. He's like, Judy, you know, and then I'd be like, and the manager would be like, "Will you two shut up?" And George said, "Hello, we're comedians. We get to do what we love to do. Shut up." We had so much fun. Also, he was the one on the very first show I did with him. That night, my HBO special came out, the one with Women of the Night with Rita and Paul. And he calls my room.
Wow.
It was like 11 at night after our show, or 11:30. He says, "Judy, did you see the New York Times?" And I go, "No, I don't know." And he said, "I'm going to read it to you." And and they gave me a freaking glowing review of the night. And I said, "Excuse me, George, this is all wrong. You are a comic genius icon, and you're reading my review."
That's so awesome. That's a memory. That's something. That gave me the chills.
That will always be in my heart forever. Not to mention my... I was in Vegas with him, opening for him, and my mom came to the show. She's so cute. I didn't know she was good. She goes, she got a t-shirt that said, "I'm Judy Tenuta's mom."
Oh, so cute.
I might cry. And he was so sweet. He took pictures with my mom because she loved him too. And he was just a sweetheart. I adore him.
Oh my God. He was a comics I mean, he started it all. He was like the father of the newer.
He's the father of, yes, of observational comedy.
Observational.
Like then after that came who, right? Jerry Seinfeld, Jay Leno, who we love.
Yeah,
but, the first one. George
Carlin. So yeah. What an honor to work with him and have him tuck you under his wing.
Oh, we laughed. So, you know, like I said, his manager would yell at him, "Can you two stop fooling around with your voices shut up. Shut the fuck up.
It's okay."
He said that. He said, "Shut the F up." And, we just had so much fun. And I said, "But George, if we do that before the show, I'm going to laugh so hard. I don't know if I'll be able to keep my voice."
Oh my God. So Judy, when did you realize you were funny? And when did you start playing the accordion?
Oh, well, I was very little. I came from a huge family. I don't know if you know that.
I do. I read that. Nine.
Yeah. And, but can I just say, I adored my parents. I always feel bad when I hear that people are estranged from their parents because I adored them. In fact, I say this, and I will always say this, my mother was the love of my life.
Oh,
I mean that.
I get it.
My mother was the love of my life. No man, I mean, I've had men that, you know, that you love, and but my mother, because all the time she would say, Judy, I'm so proud of you. Aww. You just keep going. You just keep going. Because a lot of times, you know, we get discouraged. I'd say, Mom, I don't know if I could do this. She goes, shut up, honey.
I love that. My mother was my cheerleader too, Judy.
Oh, I know. I remember that. I know you know, you have Van and you have, but there's a spell.
No, my mother, of course, my mother will always, my mother, I know exactly what you're saying, but not everybody has that relationship.
No, it was like, I still, you know, my mom is no longer here, so I have to talk to her in heaven, but you know, I swear to God, she was the love of my life.
She's the one who pushed you on, because I believe that. Like,
oh my God, are you kidding me? When I left the house, I was 20 years old, and I was going to New York because I thought, oh, I'm going to be like Goldie Hawn and just get, you know.
I'm going to get a show.
Yeah. So I go to New York. No. I was getting ready. I'm packing. And my mother comes in my room. She goes, Judy. She talked like, Judy. You're taking your accordion. I go, Mom, I can't do that. They'll make fun of me. She goes, Judy, you're taking the accordion. You're going to thank me. Oh, my God. Okay? Really. I brought the damn accordion. I would go to these auditions where there's 500 people. And I remember my roommate saying to me, Judy, what the F are you doing? You're just so funny. Do an act with your. She was the one that told me.
Really?
Do your act with your accordion. And then I started. I went back to Chicago. They had all these comedy clubs. I started working on, you know, I'm the goddess. I'm the petite flower. And my squeeze box, you know, I got to do.
Yes, talk. You have to. Everyone's waiting. I mean, it's
But honest, I'm going to cry. But, you know, my mom was the one. She said, you're taking that.
No, she was right. I mean, okay. that it became just organic. You got to do a little something on the accordion for your mom and me.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Well, I used to. I got to do one of my famous songs for my album.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
And that would be, people always ask me about the Pope song. But wait. I just want a cowboy to ride me home. I just want a cowboy who's rich and lives in Rome. Ooh, I just want a cowboy with gold-plated soap. Yeah, I just want a cowboy named John Paul the Pope. I'm only doing that much. I'm sorry. But, you know, and then I had a song on my album like... I like boys who wear my clothes and live with their mothers and paint their toes. My clothes, don't you? So I had a lot of songs, and
so your mother. I mean, so you started playing the accordion as a child, then obviously
7 years old.
Wow.
Okay, I have memories of. You have to remember, you know, when you're a little kid, you don't realize. They knew, okay, I'm not saying this to be, but I think they saw something special in me.
Of course. Hello.
I picked up the accordion and I could play it, you know, and I got lessons. And then I will never forget when I'm like 7 years old. They didn't have much money, and I will never forget. But do you have that picture of me with the accordion that's bigger than me?
The picture with the accordion, Jean.
And look at that dress. But they got me the most gorgeous, fluffy little girl prom one. And look at that. I mean,
and the fluffy little girl dress became pretty much the rest of your act.
I wore a prom, as you know, when I got famous, I was doing a prom dress. So I just grew up into that.
You did, Judy. It was just organic, and your mom was there on your show. I get it.
And my dad. I love my dad too. My dad, by the way, had a great singing voice. He would always have me sing with him. So I grew up with music and, you know.
Love and 9 siblings. And
Oh, it was so much fun. And my sister, I have one sister who I love. Wow. And 7 brothers. And
wow.
Yeah. And we just had so much fun. But like I said, she tried to make my brothers play the accordion, but they didn't learn it.
But you know what? You know, how many boys? You said 7?
7.
7 boys.
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh, 7 boys and just 2 girls.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And my sister is much more like, she's more sporty. She likes to play sports. But, you know, but I loved everybody. You know, I got along with everybody. And, but the best was my mom.
No, I know. Judy, my mother too. I mean, that's why. And I wrote about my mom in the book.
I remember you talking about
your mom. You would have loved my mom because she sounds a lot like your mom. You know, just very strong. And also I danced and I did like mime, kind of like Shields and Yarnell. So in the audience, my mother pushed the mime. And even when I started doing stand-up, I had that in my act. So that mechanical mime stuff, I got more jobs. It actually paid my bills in the early days of Hollywood.
Oh, how great.
So I guess our mothers, you know, they were pushy, but it was a good pushy. And they were proud. They were our cheerleaders. But I love that. So if there was one thing you could do right now, like just your dream thing, would it be a sitcom? Because I still want to do a sitcom.
Yes, a sitcom. I would love to be.
How did other than sleeping with people and not sleeping with people, how did that escape to you, Judy? I don't understand. Because you have the name and the talent and everything. And there were some people that got sitcoms.
My hair, I'm taking off my headband. It's driving me nuts.
Okay.
Oh, and my hair.
That's fine. That looks great. That's all right. I have a little hair piece on myself. Hair.
Hair. Let's do hair. Oh, I got the wrong thing.
Through the shutdown, I've definitely been wearing some extra hairs.
We all. And how about the women that have grown this hair?
Is that like a fashion thing?
How about women that look like this now?
But you know what? This is what you say about them now. They're just fluid. Some days they feel like that. Some days they feel like a woman. Hey, even my let Judy see my dogs before I wrap her up. They're not down there. Oh, Van must be feeding them. All right. Well, Judy, I'm going to wrap this up, but I want to tell you, I love you. And I thank you so much for coming on. Tell everybody where they can find the CDs, your books, everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can get those on Amazon. Also, just the social media, go to Instagram. It's all Judy Tenuta.
And we will put it all up too.
Yeah, and I'm on TikTok too, but I don't know. I think that's for 3-year-olds. I don't know.
I know. I get it. I can't get into the TikTok. I've tried. No. I can't.
No.
Stick with the Twitter because it's so you. I mean, you say such smart and funny things, but then you act it out.
Yeah. So Twitter and Instagram. Yeah. So, and Facebook, I'm on there too.
I know. We'll find you. But I'm so happy you came on. So after this is over, I know a long time ago I invited you to Florida, but you must come out. You must.
Oh, I promise. Yeah, remember I was supposed to do a show and then I didn't because there was a hurricane. And that's because, you know, and I was going to do it. But we'll do it next time.
We'll do it after this freaking virus. And
virus, yes.
Yes, look, I have my up all night mask. We'll send you some. Okay, so Marie's going to get, we know your size. You're a petite flower. So we know that. So we'll send you petite flower sizes and she'll get your mailing address in. You're going to get a goodie bag. So whoever you have, yes. So for whoever you may be Zooming with, you can look so much, you know, you're already hot.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Let's stay in touch, please. Not just on here.
No, we will. We will. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. And I'm going to talk to your guy, too.
No, Gene. He knows. He is my little love slave.
He is.
No, not my love slave. He's my nerd. No, he's my nerd slave.
You really, and by the way, those guys are great. They're the
nerds
best.
Are great. Nerds are great. I love my nerds. That's what I meant. I love my nerd slave.
Right now, I'm into nerds, really. I am.
She's into nerds right now, Gene. Right. He's like, okay.
No. Right. Yeah.
He will, anytime, we will make that happen. Gene is gonna just make your world in terms of social media and other stuff.
Okay, great.
I love you.
Thank you. Make it happen. Oh,
say it again. It could happen. Judy Tenuta. Bye, girl. Love you. Oh, so good. Boy, she just brought back a lot of memories. Okay, we'll be back with more. I've got to get my composure. Let's have some hair. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Rhonda Shear, and you may remember me from USA. Up all night. Did I get you through puberty when you were a mere teenager? Were you sneaking down the stairs and putting the TV on at 10 p.m. or later and watching those sexy films? Ooh, I bet that was me and you were doing that. Anyway, you can book me at cameo.com/Rhonda Shear and I will have a private message for you. Like, let's just pretend your name is Martin. Hi, Martin. Do you want me to keep you up all night? I will, with a little special birthday song. Happy birthday, dear Martin. Happy birthday, dear Martin. Happy birthday, dear Martin. Happy birthday to you, you naughty boy. Oh, there's Martin now. Anyway, put me on cameo.com/Rhonda Shear.
Listen, you got to go to RhondaShear.com because starting right after Thanksgiving, we have huge sales on panties and bras and negligees and nightgowns and loungewear and pajamas. So check that out. Don't forget about our masks and don't forget my book. And I want you guys to have the happiest, healthiest, safest Thanksgiving. And I will see you next week. We've got some surprise guests. So happy Thanksgiving. Love and sizzle kisses. Nighty-night.
Stuck at home and you don't know what to do. Hold on, baby, Rhonda, she's got you. Grab your computer, log on, baby, you got the power. It's the Rhonda Shear Show.